Hello and welcome back into the Thoughts from the Bench podcast. This is episode 22. I'm here with Austin Guthrie. I am Luke Jett. Austin, how you doing?
Doing great. Sox got a big win today. Not that it means anything in the standings.
They probably should just lose. Like they're just wasting draft picks now.
Basically, but always great to at least see them competing, I guess. Not that it matters at this point in the season with Detroit essentially already clinching the Central at this point.
Yeah, the Cubs are in a marathon with the Rockies right now. It's like it took an hour to play two in, or like an inning, so. But regardless, we reached out to you on Twitter and Facebook and you guys responded, which is fantastic. You can follow us on Twitter at Shy Bench Thought and like us on Facebook at Thoughts from the Bench. And we got some questions back, and that's going to be the center basis of this podcast. And our first question is from at Jesse Lass Films on Twitter. And he asked about, is it a good thing for Derrick Rose playing for Team USA? Austin, you want to open this up?
A lot of scrutiny with Derrick Rose. However, I really love this decision, and I think that this was the right thing by him to go ahead and perform. And I honestly couldn't care any less about how he does, but the fact that he did it and it showed it. Like when he first originally came out, I think that he said something along the lines that he doesn't want to risk it, and I think that that was like drawn back. That he's going to be afraid, he's going to be timid, and I think the fact that he's playing. Really, first of all, it speaks like a lot to him. Second of all, it's going to be a great experience, and he can get his name out there more and more marketing. And overall, I love the decision. So.
Yeah, I do too. It is fantastic to just to see him back on the floor. I mean, those vines that were coming through, I think yesterday, his first day, and he was making slashes and just it was incredible. And it was fun to see Derrick Rose back on the floor again and doing work. But as I tweeted out, I wanna like Derrick Rose so much, but I can't until he plays more than 50 games, so. We're still at that point. But
Yeah, I completely agree.
I think it's great that he's playing for Team USA because I don't think he would have went out for Team USA if he wasn't guaranteed a spot. So I think, and especially with Coach K saying him, KD, and James Harden are like the corner pieces of their team going forward, which is it's great to see that somebody thinks highly enough of Derrick Rose to say that about him.
Completely agree.
All right. Our next question is from our good friend at the KBuck23. He said, "Will RG3 have a good season, or will the Neebs still bother him?" And I'll let you start out, unless you want me to start.
I think that this might be something that me and Luke somewhat disagree on, in that I don't think RG3 has a great year. It couldn't possibly be worse than last year, so to say that he has a better year would be almost an automatic. But I think that with a new coach, I don't see him being as good as he was his rookie year, and I think that the Redskins will either finish second or a third in the division. However, that's not a lockup with the division that they're playing in. So.
I think RG3 is going to have a bounce back year this year, especially under Jay Gruden, the new coach who is the offensive coordinator for the Bengals, and he really turned AJ or Andy Dalton into a serviceable, probably 10 to 15 best quarterback in the NFL. I mean, AJ Green didn't like help his cause a lot, but I like Jay Gruden's scheme, and I think he'll give a lot of RG a lot of kind of draw plays to RG3 and help out Alfred Morris with the running game, and I think RG3 is going to bounce back. His completion percent has dropped to like 5%. I mean, he threw for more yards, just three more yards, but his touch or his interceptions went up by 7, touchdowns went down by 4. He just had a rough year. I think getting back from his ACL tear, and I think that he was kind of scared to run on it for a while, I think, but. Going back, I think with another year under him and a new coach, I think he'll have a good year.
Just I don't know. I have skepticism. I don't like the fact that the Redskins keep talking about like whose fault it was for last year. Seems like they're kind of dwelling on it, and it's just I'm ready for the new year, I guess, and I guess it's just what reporters have to talk about is what happened with the mistake in letting him play or start last year in the first game despite having just about no practice. So
Yep.
only time will tell.
All right, so we're gonna go with our next question at HeyWolf11. Asked about Abderas? Abderas? I don't know. Some guy who's gonna
Jared Everdares,
some guy who's gonna be on the Packers practice squad next year.
someone that comes from the University of Wisconsin and got signed on to the Packers. Highly unlikely he continues playing with. Obviously, they have Nelson, Cobb, they have Boykin, who's very good. Then you got Kevin Dorsey, Harper, and then they also drafted Devontae Adams, who's a very good James Jones-like wide receiver. So unlikely that he stays on the team. There's still always a chance. The Packers love to make stories like that, I guess, of players that you wouldn't expect to perform the way that they do, but highly unlikely. So,
All right, and Haywolf has another question about David Price and John Lester. I'll take this one from Austin. First of all, we'll start with Lester. He's a left-hander from the Red Sox, and he got scratched from his start tomorrow. Probably going to be dealt either late tonight or tomorrow sometime, as the deadline is on Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, I believe. Teams involved. The Pirates are probably the favorites right now. They have some good young prospects. They have one of the top systems in baseball, and I think that the Pirates are probably where he'll end up. I mean, the Cardinals, the Dodgers are interested. Several teams have called in on him. I don't think that the Brewers are. I don't think that the Brewers could get a package worth bringing Lester back. But I think he ends up with the Pirates. And David Price has been, it's kind of interesting with Price because probably 2 weeks ago, I think, the Rays were like 10 or 11 games out of the wild card chase. And since then, they won 11 of 12 and just caught fire. And it's going to be interesting to see if they blow it up or keep trying to stay on this magical run. I honestly don't think they trade Price. I know the Cardinals are in on him. The Cardinals got a great farm system with Oscar Tabarez leading the pack. He's been up in the big leagues a little bit, but I don't think that Price gets moved. But if he does get moved, it's probably going to be to the Cardinals or the Dodgers. Just the Dodgers got some good young players with an outfielder called Jock Peterson. He's in AAA right now and just blocked by a logjam of outfielders. So, final predictions. I don't think Price gets traded, and I think Lester goes to the Pirates.
Fair enough. Don't have quite the baseball knowledge of the farm systems as Luke does, so I'm going to stick with that answer.
All right. And our last question comes from our good buddy Jack Attack underscore 3632, and he asked about Jordan Lynch's role on the Bears. I'm going to take this one again. Don't think that Jordan Lynch will make it as a quarterback. Obviously, didn't think that coming undrafted out of NIU. Probably he's a hell of an athlete, but he's not going to make it as a quarterback. Possibly as a fullback, maybe. I've heard fullback. I've heard safety, actually. Safety, running back, kind of. Don't really see him getting any significant playing time. Maybe a practice squad player. I don't see him making the 53-man roster coming out of training camp.
I mean, we all like we all want to root for him. Obviously, coming from NAU is very close to at least where I'm at. I'm not sure about where Luke is, so it's very like easy to root for a guy like that and to want him to see him succeed. But I have to agree. I think that I don't think that he makes it into the fullback position, which I think they're trying to get him into. And I think that he'll probably end up on the practice squad.
Yep, I agree. And now we're going to jump into one of the most debated, controversial topics in Chicago sports, and that is the quarterback of your Chicago Bears, Jay Cutler. Now, I have feelings about Cutler. Austin has feelings about Jay Cutler, and it's kind of just going to be Cutler love fest slash roast slash optimistic everything. So, Austin, you want to lead off?
Is obviously a Bears fan, and I'm the outcast up from the Packers. So I feel like I have a different take on color, and I'm not like the majority of other Packers fans that love to hate on Cutler. I think that Cutler is a phenomenal quarterback. I mean, I couldn't see him ranked outside of the top seven best quarterbacks in the game right now. He has a lot of help in the form of probably the best duo in football in Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall. But I think that Jay Cutler's really proved himself. Maybe a tad overpaid. However, I don't think that you can honestly just count him out as a quarterback. And I think that I would give him the edge over Stafford as the second best quarterback in the NFC North. And I think that the one thing that I know me and Luke have talked about is that just his inability to, I guess not even inability, but just the fact that he missed out on the NFC North or the NFC Championship game back in 2011.
Yep.
And when they played the Packers, and I know that's probably what Luke is going to harp on, but overall, I think that he's not given enough love from Green Bay, and I think being around in Chicago, that he might be given too much love by Bears fans.
Okay, I'm going to talk about what you said there. I think he gets a lot of hate from Bears fans because I think a lot of people see him as this whiny, quitting quarterback that nobody likes, that he's cocky, that he doesn't like anybody on his team and stuff. And I think that's a bad rap that Jay has. I mean, I think he's matured since his time in Chicago. I think a lot of people like Josh McCown and thought we should have kept Josh McCown, which is hilarious because McCown's 33 and Cutler's, 29 and franchise quarterback, but that's fine. Yeah, I think that I love Jay. I'm a huge Jay supporter, and I think Jay could be absolutely phenomenal in this Trustman offense. And he already posted the highest passer rating of his career last year. Or, yeah, passer rating. It was either passer rating or QB rating. But, and every year in the Trustman offense, every quarterback has gone up in passer rating. So, I mean, it's just going to go up from here, and the weapons he has on offense is just ridiculous. The Bears might have the best offense in the NFL. I mean, you got Forte out of backfield, Marshall and Jeffrey on the ends, and then Bennett over the middle. I mean, that's just ridiculous. But I think the one knock on Jay that I have is he has to stay healthy. He has not played a full season that I can. I don't think he's played a full season with the Bears. He's just gotten dinged up, just little injuries that, like, he had the knee in the NFC Championship game, which was awful. It's one of my worst memories as a sports fan. He had the groin last year. He had broke his thumb trying to tackle on an interception. I mean, I think if Jay can stay healthy throughout this whole year, I think the Bears is, or geez, the Bears' chances to win the division increase dramatically.
I feel like maybe I have a like more, I guess, optimistic lookout in that I don't like. I feel like sometimes living in Chicago, the fans tend to get too hyped into. I don't know, not probably not too hyped. That's the wrong word. They're too quick to judge him, is what I want to say. Like, He throws an interception, and it's tipped by five different Bears wide receivers, and it's Jay Cutler's fault. That
Yep. That same
is.
thing. Oh, sorry to cut you off, but
No, you can go.
that same thing happened in the game he came back in last year. He played against Cleveland, and he threw two picks in the first quarter, I think, after being out 5.5 weeks. And I think one of them was tipped, and they just ripped him to shreds. And then he came back and threw four touchdowns at the end and won us that game in Cleveland, and then had probably the best game of his career against Green Bay in week 17. He just tore that. I mean, there's not much of a defense, but he tore it to shreds, and it was great.
So I just too quick to judge. It's gonna be scary. As a Packers fan, I'm definitely more nervous about the Bears than I am the Lions. The Lions seem to always have a way of shooting themselves in the foot.
Hilariously.
So yeah. So I definitely like a supporter of Jay, and I do think that I agree that Chicago tends to have this negative persona of him because of the way that he acts in interviews, and he kind of seems like he's like snobby, and he doesn't care about his team. He's all about he's a me player. But I'd have like my gut tells me is that if you're an NFL quarterback, there's some part of you that cares about the team. Like you get paid on that team performing well, so obviously he's going to care. And it is a little bit scary to think about the fact that you said about Trestman, and that players tend to do better. Like players do a lot better their second and third and like further years within the Trestman offense. So that is reason to be scared, as well as the fact that the Bears shored up a little bit on defense, in which if they had any sort of defense last year, they would have beaten the Packers and probably have given the 49ers more of a run than the Packers did while I was freezing my butt off at that playoff game.
Yep.
So
I agree. I think the main thing is Jay's just gotta stay healthy. If Jay can stay healthy, the Bears have the potential to go 13-3, maybe even higher than that. But if he doesn't, you're gonna have to lean on Jimmy Clausen or Jordan Palmer as your backup, an inexperienced quarterback. It's gonna be a mess like last year. I mean, the Bears finished 8-7 and or no, like 7-8 or 8-8 last year. It's gonna be. Is Jay's just got to stay healthy? That's my main point. Pain point of this. I mean, I love Jay to death, but he's just got to stay healthy.
agreed.
Yeah. All right. So I think that is it for episode 22. 22s for this episode.
I
Can you
thought you
think of
said
any?
you. I thought you said it was 21.
No, that's 22.
Oh man, you're putting me on the spot.
We got Mark Pryor,
Mark Fryer.
Troy Brower from the 2010 Stanley Cup champs, Hawks. Trying to think of 22 from. Oh, the Bears or Bulls. I don't think I could. Oh, Taj. I mean, Taj is 22, right?
Yeah, Taj is blanked on that one.
I'd be fine with Taj.
We can throw it out there to Taj.
All right.
I feel like that's respectable.
That sounds good. Okay, so we are going to be back, Austin and I, maybe another co-host, Shane or Ben, and we will be having an interview out that is going to probably be in your podcast library Friday. I think we're gonna interview Thursday night, so it's gonna be up Friday. So keep a lookout for that bonus episode, and Austin and I will be back next week. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at ShyBenchThought, and like us on Facebook at Thoughts from the Bench, and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, and like our page on YouTube, and listen to our podcast. I think that's it. We'll be back next week. See you later.